new regulations based on the scoping plan by January 1st, 2024, which is
Hi, this is Chris Bolin from ADI Lumberyard, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Catskill Hudson.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mama Getty of Hyannis, Massachusetts. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra Catskill Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with the year's last edition of One Hitters. We're breaking from my so-called schedule of doing this on the second show of the month to end the year with a Year in Geek special. Today we're on 1972, a year that saw a good number of classics that definitely haven't slipped down the memory hole. So the second half will see covers, remixes, and a live performance of songs from Mott the Hoople, Argent, and T-Rex. Ah, the one year I get to touch on glam. And in the first half, we'll hear 70s rock staple Uriah Heep's Soul Top 40 Billboard hit, as well as industry legend J.J. Cale, and the only Top 40 hit by Crosby and Nash before they added Stills and Sometimes Young to the lineup. First, we're getting into some geek speak. Hashtag Craft Oscars Matter has finally paid off. Variety reporting the 2023 telecast will include all 23 categories in the live broadcast after last year's cutting of 8 categories, including score, editing, and the shorts, was met with universal backlash and failed to impact the running time or ratings. Oh, what a difference having an FTC and DOJ that do their job just beyond making merging conglomerates shed a little weight. The latter successfully blocked a buyout that would merge two publishing giants, Penguin Random House and Simon & Schuster. The DC District Court ruled it would lessen competition in the market for U.S. publishing rights. The hearing included star witness Stephen King, who testified it would worsen a situation that's already, quote, after you, between deferential rivals. The defeat led Penguin Random CEO Marcus Dole to resign. Meanwhile, the FTC now seeks to block Microsoft's $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard, saying it would further enable Microsoft to suppress competitors to Xbox, noting they've already broken assurances to European antitrust authorities that the Bethesda buyout wouldn't lead to titles like Starfield and Redfall being EMS exclusives. As Variety reported, this came several hours after Activision filed a lawsuit against California state agencies probing the litany of sexual harassment, pay discrimination, and general toxic work environment charges leveled at them. The search for a moniker for the merged HBO Max and Discovery Plus may end in just an abbreviation. CNBC reports that while some debate continues, along with legal vetting, the combined service relaunched next spring will simply be called Max. Whatever the plans for the new Gun Saffron DCU are, it won't include a Patty Jenkins-helmed threequel for Diana Themyscira. The Hollywood Reporter broke it in a report that has since been picked apart and partly rebuffed by Gunn, but Deadline confirmed and clarified that WW3 had already lost Jenkins, as CEOs felt the script had worse character arc problems in 1984. Jenkins rebuffing, notes, and an offer to have another go, walking from the project. Where this leaves Gal Gadot's future in the leotard remains to be seen, though a day before the original report she tweeted her commitment to the character, so given it's unlikely she's out of the loop, that may be her saying she's open to continuing on without her prior auteur. There's a lot more, including reports Keaton's return in next year's Flash would have led to a now-canceled Batman Beyond film that would have also brought back the Pfeiffer Catwoman, but it's such a he, she, they said mess, it's best to wait. The ever-online Gunn has, however, made it clear Superman is a priority, and hit back hard against claims he doesn't like Henry Cavill, or rather against a fan doubling down they heard it from lots of people, responding, quote, "You seem so plugged in. Anyways, I just had 40 people reach out to me to say you just got kicked out of your mom's basement. So sorry, man. Don't mess with a trauma grad, kids." And in this segment with news, we will hear the recently passed the voice of Batman, Kevin Conroy, one more time in that role as a trailer for next May's Suicide Squad game premiered at the Game Awards and confirmed his presence. The first set starts with singer, songwriter, and one of the originators of the Tulsa sound, J.J. Cale, who eschewed the spotlight but would earn the respect and admiration of many in the industry, such as Neil Young, Waylon Jennings, and Eric Clapton, whose covers of After Midnight and Cocaine would be among his many hits. Other compositions of his would also be covered by a wide range of artists, including Lynyrd Skynyrd, Captain Beefheart, and Herbie Mann. Now let's hear the man himself with Crazy Mama.
1, 2, 3, 4. Been so long. daddy and your mama too. You got something better to do than stick around the house the rest of your life. You're 18, you can do what you like. You be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. And we'll see the world for my Harley. We'll get matching jackets and heroines too. We'll get respect from the towns we ride through. We'll sleep by the roadside in the soft green grass. And in the squares won't buy, we'll let them pass. You'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world through my Harley. And maybe in a year or two we'll have a little one. She'll look just like you. We'll add on a sidecar, electric guitar. It will be a trio, the baby makes 3-0. Pay your daddy and your mama too. You got something better to do than stick around the house the rest of your life. You're 18, you can be my wife. You'll be the queen of my highway, my motorcycle mama. We'll see the world from my Harley. We'll see the world from my Harley. We'll see the world from my Harley. The chain won't break.
That was Run, Run, Run by JoJo Gunn, who took their name from a Chuck Berry song, peaking at number 27 on May 6, 1972's Billboard chart. Prior to that was Sailcat with Motorcycle Mama, which got to number 12 on August 26. Second in the set was the sole American Top 40 single by hard rock and progressive pioneers Uriah Heep, another example of a band that made their name more from albums and enjoyed international success beyond the 70s. This single, Easy Livin', dipped into the top 40 at number 39 on September 23rd. The set began with Crazy Mama by Musician's Musician J.J. Cale, going to number 22 on April 8th. Quick Marvel roundup time. Hollywood Reporter announced 71 and Lovecraft Country director Jon Demange has stepped in to helm Blade's return to cinema following the September exit of Boss on Tariq. Emmy nominee Michael Starber is also on aboard to write a new script that reportedly will bring in back in line with the tone of the Wesley Snipes originals. While we no doubt will get more of Tanakh Huerta's Namor, producer Nate Moore reaffirmed to The Wrap that won't include a solo film thanks to the character's primary movie rights being owned by Universal like The Hulk. Another Game of Thrones alum makes their way to the MCU. Deadline reporting Kate Dickey, the former Lady Lisa Aaron, will portray a villain in Loki Season 2. Daredevil Born Again also continues to fill out its cast, adding Michael Gandolfini, Margarita Lavia of The Deuce, and Sadrine Holt of The Expanse. And now a quick hop into the TARDIS. As the 14th season of Doctor Who enters its second week of production, which also revealed the revamp of the classic 70s Diamond logo is staying beyond the 60th anniversary, Russell T. Davis revealed the episode count and a promise in the latest issue of Doctor Who magazine. Nkuti Gatwa's first season will be 8 episodes plus a Christmas special. RTD apologizing for the count cut but implying it may just be temporary, confirming there will be an Xmas special on top of the anniversary trilogy, and promising no more gap years and plenty of Hooniverse content to come. Regarding that, The Mirror, who tend to be a little more in the right when it comes to tabloid reports, claim some planned spinoffs will be monster-centered, including Weeping Angels, Sontarans, and more, besides obviously Daleks and Cybermen. The show also made the Guinness Book of World Records again, as William Russell, aka OG companion Ian Chesterton, now holds the record for longest gap between appearances of an actor as their character. His cameo in Whitaker's finale Power of the Doctor coming over 57 years after his exit in the finale final chapter of third Dalek-oriented serial The Chase. Well, in the first half of One Hitters of a set beginning with a song that's a bit of an edge case, Chai Coltrane, once dubbed the First Lady of Rock, had her one top 40 Billboard entry that feels to me a slight case of covered up. Abby Lane's disco cover from 1980, the version most would be familiar with if just due to the various needle drops and compilation ads over the years. But I could and have been wrong, so here's the original Thunder and Lightning.
I'm
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1972 continues on WGXC. The last set started from November 18th, Billboard number 17, Charter, Thunder and Lightning by Chai Coltrane. That was followed by White Lie, Blue Eyes. White Lies, Blue Eyes by From Bullet, peaking at number 28 on January 15th. The set ended with Immigration Man by Crosby and Nash. Their only top 40 hit as a duo, getting to number 36 on June 17th. The first set of covers, etc., and the penultimate set of the show begins with an international cover of a song etching cultural memory thanks to a classic commercial. Covering I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in Perfect Harmony by the Hillside Singers. Here's Donald Latroc as Terre d'Amour. Pardon my French.
La terre, j'en ferai une maison habitée d'amour, de fleurs de paix, de feu de joie, veillée par les colombes. La terre apprendra ma chanson, gage d'harmonie. La terre, j'en ferai la maison où nous sommes réunis. De l'un à l'autre, nous marcherons vers notre horizon. Enracinés tout comme les arbres dans la fraternité. La terre éclatera en chanson, gage d'harmonie. Apprendra ma chanson, gage d'harmonie. La terre, j'en ferai la maison où nous serons réunis. À l'autre, nous marcherons vers notre horizon. Racinés tout comme les arbres dans la fraternité. La terre éclatera en chanson, gage d'harmonie. La terre sera notre maison. Voilà ce que nous ferons, voilà ce que nous vivrons, du monde à l'horizon.
I'm
That was the Rocky Fox mix of Mouth McNeil's infectious How Do You Do, the original peaking into the top 40, into the Billboard top 10 in 1972 at number 8 on July 22nd. For that was January 15th's number 4 hit, Jonathan Edwards' Sunshine Go Away Today, as recorded by the Isley Brothers. We started with Tere D'Amore by Donald LaTrotte, covering I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing by the Hillside Singers. The original got to number 13 on January 15th and later will be reimagined as an all-time classic commercial jingle for Coca-Cola. Today's final set is a Dude's Sandwich, starting from a 1973 live performance by Mott the Hoople themselves of All the Young Dudes, which David Bowie penned for them as part of his successful effort to keep them from breaking up.
We'd like to do a number for you. Called All the Young Dudes.
Spot!
Today's final set of one-hitters, 1972, began with a 1973 performance of All the Young Dudes by Martha Hoople, which peaked at number 37 on November 11th in the Billboard charts. After that were Grunge Founding Fathers' Mother Love Bone covering Argent's Hold Your Head Up, the original making it all the way to number 5 on August 26th. Then came Justin Scott's metal cover of Apollo 100 featuring Tom Parker's Joy, itself a reimagining of Johann Sebastian Bach's Jesus, Joy of Man's Desiring. That got to number 6 on February 26th. Finally, we completed the circle with Skid's cover of All the Young Dudes. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks with Year in Geek. Until then, stay safe as we go out with the Strobes remix of March 4th's number 10 hit, the immortal T-Rex's Bang-A-Gong, Get It On.